You live in Columbia and teach at Mizzou now?
Correct. Okay. Correct. I teach in computer science and IT at the University of Missouri. And what I do there is basically film and audio post-production work.
All right. So you did more than that for this film.
Yeah, it was a part of it, definitely. Yeah. Definitely the directing, the shooting. I had help in various stages from other people, but I was the only editor on it, which was pretty crazy. This is my first time to do a feature documentary. And it's pretty interesting. The difference between like a feature narrative and a documentary is that, you know, you have a blueprint with the feature, right? You know, you have the script that you go off of. There's no script. There's nothing. You just collect a bunch of footage. You know, you have interviews. And then after the fact, you try and piece a story together. So it was a pretty different format for me to work in, which was interesting. And then with it being such a personal story, it was a challenge.
Personal because you grew up in Joplin.
Correct. I spent the first 21 years of my life in Joplin, and my whole family still lives in Joplin. My father, my mother, my sister, my brothers, aunts and uncles even. You know, Joplin's kind of our hometown. And so when the tornado came through, you know, in 2011, it was a pretty scary time.
Everyone in your family came out alive?
Everyone came out fine, yes. We had property damage, and that was about it. It was minimal property damage, too. Luckily, my family lives either to the extreme north or the extreme south in Joplin, and the tornado went right through the center of Joplin, so everyone was missed, more or less, thankfully.
Well, it's almost 2 years since the tornado now. What do you hope people get out of this film, seeing it 2 years after the fact?
It's interesting. You know, I didn't think this film would actually have longevity past the year marker, right? I was working with the city. They really helped the city of Joplin, really helped in making this film. So I was really trying to make something for the year anniversary for Joplin. And what's happened with this film is that a lot of church groups, the Army Corps of Engineers have picked it up, church groups have picked it up, and used it as an emergency management training film. You know, through the work of RebuildJoplin.org, which I've collaborated with by getting money and money of DVD proceeds and stuff I've been giving to them as well. This film has gotten out to a lot of groups that go around and specialize in disaster recovery, and it's being used as a training video.
Some of the footage, I guess, shows what to do and perhaps what not to do when a tornado is coming through town.
That's true, you know. We tried our best. It's pretty interesting because this was an EF5 tornado, which is the strongest measurable tornado there is. Winds over 200 miles per hour is what defines an EF5 tornado. Those are extremely rare. It's extremely rare for an EF5 tornado to hit an area that's populated, right? Most of the time they hit fields, things like that, right? So this was kind of a unique situation. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is... you know, we learned a lot with this tornado. We learned that we do not put our kids in school in the hallways anymore because they turn into these wind tunnels, right? And debris flies through those tunnels when you have this powerful of a storm. So different measures are being taken in Joplin, from what I've heard, all over the country because of that, you know, and that's because we had security cam footage, which is shown in the film. We confirmed that the basement is the safest place. The next safest place is the interior room, a closet, a bathroom, something without windows. Time and time again, you'd see one or two rooms standing, you know, or a closet standing in the middle of the house, right? But we also learned that with an EF5 tornado, even doing the right things doesn't necessarily guarantee safety. You know, I met a couple down there. This isn't part of the story, the film. But I met a couple down there who, they were in a basement with their neighbors. It was by the hospital that got destroyed, St. John's Hospital. And they were doing the right things. The tornado was so strong at that point, and it was such a direct hit on their house that it ripped the house up, including the floor where the basement was, dumped a car in there and an air conditioning unit and filled it up with debris, right? The couple that I met were physically injured. And their neighbors were killed. They were in a basement. They were doing the right thing. The tornado was so strong that even doing the right things may not necessarily be successful. So what's the answer to that? Storm shelters, perhaps, you know, which are becoming bigger, around Joplin anyway, these in-ground, you know, concrete storm shelters that the tornado can't dig out and dump in.
What did you learn from doing this film?
I've learned a lot. I've learned to be, probably the biggest thing that I learned is that I've learned to be proud of my hometown, you know. It's something I was struggling with the entire time making this film, you know. You kind of, most people anyway, kind of hate their hometown, you know. They rebel against it. They're like, oh, I'm going to get out of here and strike out and I don't like this place or whatever. You know, you think they're backwards, whatever, you know. And I'm guilty of that, you know. And what happened with my hometown is that, you know, I'm choking up a little bit talking about this, you know. Neighbors help neighbors. It's like they're not bad people. They turn out to be the best people on earth, you know. In the time of crisis, you know, it doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white, if you're poor, if you're rich. The community came together and they helped each other, not only immediately afterwards, but continued through the rebuilding process. It's a wonderful thing.
Now that you've done this, are you hoping to do more films?
Yes. This is actually my fourth feature film that I've done. It's my first feature-length documentary, right? I have films in the horror genre that have various degrees of success, right? Yeah. I did a film in 2004 called Song of the Dead, which is a zombie musical. It got a lot of awards internationally, you know. They loved it in Spanish-speaking countries for some reason, you know. Then to follow up the whole Spanish-speaking thing, I did two Mexican mask wrestler films, lucha films, right? You know, it's funny. There's a poster on the wall for Bad Dreams, and Richard Lynch is one of the stars in that. I worked with Richard Lynch in one of his wrestling films, you know. So they were pretty mid-level budget, you know, like over $100,000 budget films, you know. One of them came close to $1 million, and that's really where I come from, the feature films. Now, I didn't want to be trapped as like a genre director, you know, so I was looking for the next project. And then when this happened, which was just the happenstance to even do it, you know, it's because my sister said I should be making a documentary of it.
You went down to Joplin to help out, to see if there was anything you could do to help out. And your sister suggested you can help by breaking out your camera.
Correct. Yeah. The first time I went right after the storm, I had my chainsaw, you know, and after talking to my sister, she's like, everyone has stories they want to talk. You can help the community this way. So the chainsaw, I brought my camera the next time. And I started filming all summer. And I shot with my dad. You know, we filmed the whole town with my father, which was wonderful. Because the first time we got into the debris field, which was where all the heaviest hit stuff was, right? It wasn't the first shoot, but it was a little bit later on. It was the first time my father went in as well, who lives down there. And it was really emotional, and it was really hard stuff, and I'm really thankful that he came along with it. And we would do the job during the day, and we'd support each other when we'd start having a meltdown or something and to get the job done. And then at night we'd sit around and, you know, have a beer or two, and that's when we'd cry and let it out. And it was a horrible tragedy, but it was a great experience to have with my father there. I mean, I feel very lucky.
So what's your next project? Do you have one lined up?
I do. It's not really completely realized yet, though. But I'm going to try sci-fi next, you know? I had a friend. She was a neighbor. She was an old lady, right? You know, she was in a nursing home. And my girlfriend and I, we just saw her through her death, right? And it was a really interesting thing to watch. I mean, I'm afraid to die. I think a lot of people are, but yet it's something we're all going to experience. And there's been many great films out there that have explored that in an artistic way. And this next sci-fi film is something I'm planning on doing, is using that as a model to explore death. It's kind of like Amour, if you saw that. It won Best Foreign Picture this year at the Oscars, meets 2001 Space Oddity. No, just 2001 Space Odyssey. Not Oddity, that's David Bowie, right?
That's a nice mixture there. A little Bowie, a little Kubrick, you know?
A little Bowie, a little Kubrick, you know? Yeah. A little French, you know? Yeah.
All right, anything you want to add?
I don't think so. You have any other questions for me?
I don't think so.
No?
Thanks.
Thank you so much.